Fin in Tender Fin by Diamond Bruise. Read by Daisy Diversions. Summary. Lan Wangji might be getting catfished. Author's notes. Showed up just to prove I can write short fics. Wangji, his brother said, his brows furrowed in the deep way that meant he was especially concerned. This situation, may I speak frankly? Lan Wangji nodded. Lan Xichen glanced back on the phone before speaking, at the picture of Wei Ying's dating profile. I think you're being catfished, Lan Xichen stated. So straightforward, it felt uncharacteristically harsh. Catfished, Lan Wangji replied, as if the word was strange and had no meaning to him. He knew it, of course. It had never crossed his mind in regards to Wei Ying. They'd been talking for weeks now, after all, and Wei Ying had been nothing but intentionally annoying to him, which felt like a ridiculous tactic from a catfish. The constant chatter about nonsense, the voice messages at 1 a.m., the teasing. Lan Wangji would have unmatched him had he not been so completely charmed. Let's look at the facts, his brother continued. This man in the profile picture is extremely attractive. Yet every time he sent you a picture after you matched, they have not shown his face. It was true. The photos Wei Ying sometimes sent him looked terrible, hastily taken and shaky, like he'd been too excited to stay still long enough to get a good shot. And every time you've asked to meet, he has cancelled at the last minute, Lan Xichen said. He is busy, Lan Wangji explained. He studies and works. That he might be, but has he really not found a single free day in the weeks you've been talking? His brother's tone was sensible, but Lan Wangji could not quite feel convinced. Wei Ying truly was busy. He would message him at odd times during the day, and even at night. The few times they had made plans to meet up, Wei Ying had indeed cancelled. But his reasons had been completely understandable. His sister needed a babysitter. He had not managed to finish an essay. He had to cover for a co-worker at the restaurant. Lan Xichen was not sold. Wangji, you must realize it is a bit suspicious, he said, especially since you've sent him money. Wei Ying did not ask for it, Lan Wangji replied immediately. It was true. Wei Ying had let it slip that he had nothing on his bank account for the next week before getting his paycheck. What was Lan Wangji to do in such a situation? He was wealthy. Wei Ying was not. The solution was obvious. It does not work that way, Lan Xichen insisted. People like that can be skilled at manipulating you. How can you know he really is this busy? How can you know he's not talking to 10 different men at the same time, using some stranger's photos? The thought made his jealousy rear its head, no matter how hypocritical. Wei Ying talking to other men was not something Lan Wangji liked to think about. The catfish side of it was still not something he could believe, though. For that to be the case, the Wei Ying he knew would have had to be a fabrication, and surely no one as exceptional as Wei Ying could come out of anyone's imagination. Wangji, His brother sighed at his mulish silence. He has almost no social media presence at all. There is no way to confirm this really is a person that exists unless you meet him.
I will, Lanwangji said, in due time, when it fit Weiying's schedule.
There was a distinctly displeased look to Lanzi Chen's expression, but in the end, he did not seem to want to push. He dropped the topic. Yet, perhaps, there was the tiniest seed of doubt in Lanwangji's mind now. Only a few days later, Lanzi Chen asked him for dinner at their regular place. In the end, it took Lanwangji too long to realize where exactly Lanzi Chen was taking him. They were already there in front of the place Weiying had mentioned working at.
This is a violation of his privacy, Lanwangji said immediately, frozen at the door. He did not often feel uncharitable towards his brother, but right now, he had a strong urge to glare.
It is a safety measure, Lanzi Chen argued.
It is disrespectful.
Not to mention creepy. Showing up at Weiying's place of employment without asking, when he perhaps might not want to see Lanwangji at all, crossed a line.
Wangji, we could just pop in for a few moments to...
The door of the restaurant opened, and then came a startled voice.
Lanchan?
Lanwangji's heart was going to fail. He knew this voice and instinctively turned to look. Weiying, just like in his pictures, looked breathtaking. His unruly hair was in a ponytail. Dark eyes widened into an expression of surprise. He was putting on a coat. Had he just finished his shift? The timing did match up with the schedule Lanwangji had been aware of.
He was going to hyperventilate. Instead, he exhaled soundlessly out his nose. Next to him, his brother seemed just as shocked to say anything. And then, Weiying's surprise melted into a wide, radiant grin, his eyes crescent, as he hurried to Lanwangji.
Lanchan, did you come to see me? Test out my serving skills? You should have told me. I would have made sure to be on shift.
He was so beautiful, and just as overwhelmingly talkative as ever. And he was suddenly so close.
Honestly, I almost can't believe this, Weiying said. You're just as good-looking as your photos suggest. I was sure there had to be some filters involved.
Lanwangji's ears reddened.
Chungcheong actually told me I was being catfished. Can you believe it?
Weiying continued, laughter in his voice.
I had to explain to him that no catfish would send 2-word answers to 10-word messages if they just wanted to get something out of it.
Lanwangji replied, in his complete lack of anything intelligent to say.
But look at you, Weiying cooed. So handsome.
Lanchan, that's so unfair. I'm all sweaty and tired from work, and you look like you've just walked out of a magazine.
Weiying,
Lanwangji said, his ears flaming. Next to them, his brother cleared his throat. It seemed Weiying had forgotten his being here as well, since his eyes seemed to widen again.
Perhaps I will leave the two of you to talk,
Lanzi Chen said,
and Lan Wangji can tell just how delighted his brother was over this turn of events.
Wangji, I'll see you later this week.
Wei Wuxian, it was a pleasure to meet you.
Wei Ying's smile was immediately back.
You as well.
And Lan Wangji found himself alone with Wei Ying for the first time ever in real life.
So, Lan Zhan, Wei Ying turned to him. You're not a catfish, huh? We should celebrate that. Let's finally get something to eat together, yeah?
Lan Wangji responded, chest warm. I will pay.
Author's notes. Lan Xichen.
How did you even meet him?
Lan Wangji. Clicked on a hot singles in my area ad.
Reader's notes. I really, really love this fic and have since it's been posted. I'm so glad to have been able to podfic it now. So I have a bunch of Diamond Bros fics that I really, really love and have been on my two podfic spreadsheet, but I'm a little shy sometimes about asking. And I noticed that Diamond Bros added blanket permission to podfic, and I said, oh, now I can start tackling this list. And I decided that, you know what, I'm just going to record this one during lunch because it's a little shorter. So I'm really excited to do this, and I hope you all enjoyed it. If you did, please go back and leave kudos and or comments for the original author on AO3. And thank you so much to Diamond Bruce for adding blanket permission to podfic. Okay, thanks for listening. And I hope your lunch break was as exciting as mine.